Hello, this is Judah Tromley here with you for Megaphone Madness. Don't even think about changing the channel, because within the next hour, you'll be hearing new stories of serpents taking over the world, a hilarious skit on our new Taoiseach, and alien conversations. We'll also be talking about thoughts on parents, find out how well people these days know their movies, how one boy feels about his special needs assistant. But coming up next, the Scream Your Face Off phone show featuring Lee Mooney.
Hello and welcome to
Scream Your Face Off.
You can phone in on 6797105. Today's topic is puppies. A person texts in to tell us that she killed a puppy at the weekend and she really liked it. Myra, are you there? Did you really kill a puppy?
Yes, I did kill a puppy and I don't care.
Why did you kill a puppy? They're lovely animals.
Well, I like seeing their dead little bodies floating in the lake.
Why would you kill them and make them float in a lake? It's just horrible.
Well, as I said, I like seeing their dead little bodies floating in the lake.
Okay, hang on. We have Stephen on the line. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Lee. I think Moira is an idiot for killing puppies and throwing them into the lake.
I agree with you.
Like, what goes on in your head? Where do you get the urge to kill puppies?
Well, have you ever killed a puppy?
No.
Have you felt the adrenaline going through your body when you kill a puppy? It is, like, amazing. Yeah, to you.
But it's cruelty. It's cruelty to animals. And, like...
Well, like, I actually get the ones that are strays. It's, I think it's better for it.
It's still cruelty, though.
That's bad on strays, because, like, some people lose their dogs, and next thing they know, they're dead, and they'll be upset, because, like, they'll be looking for their dog.
Yeah, we have Lizzie on the line. Hello, Lizzie.
I met Joe Duffy in a pizza shop.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of pizza, I detected a puppy with a pizza slicer before.
Why would you?
Oh, my God.
I like the taste of the blood on my pizza. I like cats.
People have to use pizza slices, you know.
But sometimes dogs can annoy you and, like, they lick your face and you...
They're not really a bother to me, though.
Yeah, they, like, poop all over the house.
Sorry, Stephen, have you got a job to keep a dog?
Not really, no.
Then what you work as, if you mind me asking?
I work in the GPO.
Well, you know you messed up this country.
I thought this topic was about puppies.
Okay, back to that. Lizzie, have you got anything to say on this?
What are puppies?
They're dogs.
I don't believe in dogs. I like cats.
Yeah, but you have to believe in dogs. They're like natural, like, beings.
I've seen them. I just don't believe in them.
How can that... What? I don't get that.
Listen. I agree with Lizzie as well. Maybe her religion or something doesn't allow dogs to be recognised in their
religion. What religion are you, Lily?
Catholic.
Oh. Catholic.
How dare you sacrifice dogs to not be real? How dare you?
What do dogs look like?
They're brown with tails.
Well, and I like cutting their tails off. It's really fun.
You are just, like, psycho.
Not as psycho as you.
What did I ever do to you?
At least he's not the one that kills puppies.
Well, he likes puppies. That's even worse.
I like puppies too. I have two dogs at home.
Well, I have one dog, but, like, he's not really alive anymore.
Then why do you even have him at home?
I don't know. I want to.
You are just wrong in so many ways.
Does the vet even legible?
Beep.
Okay, we have Myra off the line. Stephen, what? That was just a bad phone.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's impossible. I couldn't believe that.
Do we still have Lizzie on the line?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. It's just a very bad topic. And
yeah.
I'm going to have to close up the show now, okay?
All right.
Bye, see you.
Thanks, Lee.
What's the show becoming? See you guys next time. Peace. And I am sick and tired of my phone ringing.
Was that nuts or what? That was Lee Mooney with the Scream Your Face Off phone show. Right now we have Oscar Kilbride chatting to a boy in his class about his special needs assistant.
10% of one-to-one resource teaching hours cut out. SNA numbers halved. Department of Education say the cuts are regretful, but they insist that children with disabilities will get the help they need. One principal in Dublin was joined by SNA parents and SNAs at a Prenf conference, saying kids with disabilities are the human right to fulfil their potential. Why SNAs are necessary from the point of view of kids with disabilities? Interviewer, Oscar Kilbride Condon. Interviewee, Connor Plass, a boy in my class who uses an SNA. June is her name. I asked Connor all about himself. This is how we got on.
Can you please line up quietly?
Hello, I'm Connor Platt. I'm 13 and I live in Dublin and I go to D7ET. I have a West Island Terrier called Alfie. He's 1 year old and a few months old. He likes walks. When he sees the lead, he goes jumping up, wagging his tail, happy. And about when he gets a bath, it's funny. When he gets out of the bath, he goes absolutely bonkers. Rubbing himself against the ground, trying to get dry. And he runs about the place.
Cool. And do you have any hobbies?
Yes. I like climbing trees in Phoenix Park. We go there often. I like going to Plunkett with Alfie, throwing a ball for him. And every Tuesday and Thursday, I go to Taekwondo.
Taekwondo?
Yep, a Korean form of martial arts.
That's cool. And do you do anything after-school activities or anything in the school?
Every Friday, I join the chess club.
The chess club? What do you do in the chess club?
Well, we do chess matches with other people, but first, we are given a few tests by Rory.
And who's Rory?
He's our teacher in the chess club. The first time I went there, they didn't have a tournament, and I checkmate my opponent on my first try.
That's very good. Where did you go before you were in school here?
Well, because I lived in a country, Scotland.
You used to live in Scotland?
Yeah.
Where in Scotland did you used to live?
Well, I was born in Glasgow and then we moved to Fort William.
And Connor, what was living in Glasgow like, living in Scotland?
Well, it was great, but in Fort William there was very few, but that wasn't enough to stop me being happy.
There weren't very many people there.
Well, it's a very small place and some people were losing their jobs. Some moved out, and that included my dad.
Why'd you move here to Ireland?
Well, my dad worked in a place called Scottish Fuels, but he lost his job there and he moved to Inverness. It was too far to get there from my home, so we had to move here to Ireland.
Oh.
Sad to...
You were sad to leave your friends in Scotland?
Yes. But of course, I'm happy here.
So what do you do in school?
Well, every Thursday and Friday, we do PE, and every Thursday when I go to resource, I have a chess match with my resource teacher, Rachel.
And what else do you do in resource?
Well, sometimes we do a little bit of listening comprehension, and we sometimes go on the internet to search for stuff.
What do you look up on the internet?
Well, this week we looked at the Great Barrier Reef.
Wow.
And also, I do a bit of English. And when we have enough time, we do a game of fix and swap. It's a game that involves words.
What does June help you with?
Well, she helps me whenever I'm in trouble. She's also an assistant to our teacher, Padder, even in PE. We have sometimes been split up into two, and we do again, but this time we're on teams. June keeps an eye out for one side and Padder for the other. Will I tell you about my friends? Well, there's my friend Dara O'Brien. He's in the ALC, and I go visit him every Thursday. And on the midterm break, I went to visit Sean Harper.
Sean Harper?
Yeah. I couldn't remember which day, but it was a nice day. We had some chess matches. We had four of them and he beat me at all of them.
Thank you for Connor for doing this interview. And thank you to Dublin 7 Educate Together for letting us use their library. I'm Oscar Kilbride-Condon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
I think you'll all agree that was very interesting. Now though, how well do you think you know your movies? Up next is the Ultimate Movie Quiz, presented by Cleana Owens. But before that, let's have our take on an ad break.
Don't you just love Mario, Yoshi and Toad? Want to see them all come to life? Well, you can. By going to the new Mario Park, you'll be able to see your Mario friends come to life. The park includes a game room where you can be Mario for a day and also Mario Hotel for a lot of money a night. You won't believe your eyes with the amazing Mario Park. Book now by going to www.mariopark.ie. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you ever wake up with such horrible hair you just wish it was make-believe?
Yeah.
Believe in shine, you won't believe the results. Look what I put my hair through. Monday it's straight, Wednesday it's curly. Sometimes normal hair care products are just not enough. Sometimes it hurts when you don't have nice hair. When you hear people say your hair is ugly and bodiless. Sometimes you have to protect your precious hair and say no more lifeless hair. It's time for a change. With the new hairspray, Believe in Shine, your hair can change anytime, any place. You want. Just put your hair anywhere you want. Give it a spray and you're ready to go. Buy now before it's too late. Found in all good chemists. Always read the label.
It's the Super Duper Burr Bar for just $1.99. Are you out of your mind? Chew it, lick it, eat it. Buy it. This Super Duper Burr Bar. Insert now.
Labyrinth, come in.
Hey, Cleena here with the coolest movie quiz ever. We have two teams, Team 1 and Team 2. Team 1, what's your name?
Monsters.
And Team 2?
The Muppets.
Okay, cool. On Team 1, we have Hugh and Lee.
Woo! Woo!
And on Team 2, we have Lily and Kian.
Yeah.
Woo!
Now, some rules have to be kept. I'll ask each team a question separately and then a question that either team can answer by pressing a buzzer. The team to buzz first gets the point, but if you buzz and get it wrong, you lose a point. Before we start, let's hear each of your buzzers. Monsters and Muppets. That's cool. Okay, no cheating and let's start. Okay, round one. Monsters. In Toy Story, what's the name of Woody's owner?
Andy.
Correct. Question two. Muppets. What's the name of Shrek's wife?
Fiona.
You sure?
Yeah.
Correct. Monsters and Muppets. Who are the little animated characters in this movie clip?
Ra ra ah, ah, ah. Ma ga ga la la. Want your bad romance.
Okay. Who buzzed first?
Me. I said
the answer. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
The Chipettes and the Chipmunks.
Correct. The overall score from round one is... Oscar?
Muppets, 1. Monsters, 2.
Okay, round two. This is our scary movie round. Question one. Monsters. On which night of the year was the film Monster House set?
Oh, Halloween.
Correct. Question two. Muppets. In The Grinch... Who is his creator?
Can we pass?
Dr. Seuss.
Correct. And question three for Monsters and Muppets. What scary movie is this clip from?
Mom? You're just in time for supper, dear.
You're not my mother. My mother doesn't have... buttons? Do you like them?
Coraline.
Correct. No, she buzzed first.
She took too long.
And at the end of round two, the score is, Oscar?
Muppets, 1. Monsters, 2. Wait, 2.
Okay. Round 3. Question 1. Monsters. Who is the actor who plays Harry Potter in the Harry Potter films?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Correct. Question 2. For Muppets. Who is the actress who plays Hermione in Harry Potter?
Emma Watson.
Correct. And question three for both of you. Who does the voice of Woody in Toy Story 1 and 2?
Tom Hanks.
Correct. And the overall score for round three is, Oscar?
Monsters 2, Muppets 1.
Yes. Now, we're on to round 4. And this is our action movie round. Okay, Monsters. In The Incredibles, what superpower does Dash have?
Sprint. Speed.
Yep. Question two. Muppets, name the actor who played Johnny English in the film with the same name.
Oh, Mr. Bean.
He's out.
He is Mr. Bean.
Come on, time's ticking.
That funny man.
Do we get the answer?
It's Mr. Bean.
Yeah, but you have to name his actor. The actor.
Rowan. Acklift?
No. I'm afraid that's the wrong answer. It's Rowan Atkinson.
Oh, okay.
Which he does play Mr. Bean as well. Okay, question three for Monsters and Muppets. Who plays the character Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible? Yep.
Tom Hanks. No, yeah, Tom Hanks.
No.
Oh, it's a girl. No. Oh, it's a girl.
It's a Tom.
Oh.
Tom Jones.
Nope.
Come on.
Okay, I'm going to have to take that as a zero for both of you. It was Tom Cruise.
Oh, I knew it.
And the result of N4 is
Muppets 0, Monsters -2.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, time for round 5.
They're winning.
Question 1. Monsters. Emma Thompson plays Nanny in 2 films. What's her character's name?
Nanny McPhee.
That's
our question. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Nanny McPhee.
Okay, question 2 for Muppets.
Do we get to post that in?
What is the name of Kung Fu Panda in the film of that name?
Po.
Yeah, correct. Question 3 for Monsters and Muppets. What is the name of the lion in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
I know this one. Aslan.
Correct.
Ah! Oh, I knew it.
And the score at the end of round 5 was, Oscar?
Muppets 2, Monsters 1.
Round 6. This is our Happy Christmas, because this is our Christmas round. Okay, question 1, Monsters. In Arthur Christmas, what is Bryony's job?
The accountant?
No. Oh. Okay, I'm gonna have to take that as a zero.
I don't know what that is.
I remember it.
Because Brian's job is to wrap presents.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Never seen it.
Question 2. Muppets. In the Polar Express, where is the train going to?
The North Pole.
Correct.
That wasn't easy.
Question 3 for Monsters and Muppets. Which Christmas film does this clip come from?
This is my house. I have to defend it.
Where's your mother?
My mom's in the car.
Where's your father?
He's at work.
What about your brothers and sisters?
I'm an only child.
Where do you live?
I can't tell you that.
Why not?
Because you're a stranger.
Home Alone.
Who buzzed first?
Buzz.
Oh, I don't know.
The Muppets. The Muppets.
Just buzz again, buzz again.
Home Alone.
Yeah, there we did there.
Okay.
What?
Home Alone.
Correct. And the score at the end of round 6 is...
Muppets 2, Monsters 0.
Okay, time for round 7.
We have to get this.
Question 1, Monsters. Can you sing the next line of this song from the Simpsons movie?
Spider pig, does whatever a spider pig does.
Can he swing from a web? No, he can't. He's a pig. Look out, here comes Spider Pig.
Woo! Yep, that's it. And for question 2, Muppets, can you sing the next bit of this song from this Muppet movie? Correct.
So we need to get this.
Okay, question 3 for Monsters and Muppets. This is one of the main theme songs from which famous series of films?
Harry Potter.
No, we have to wait until it's over.
Harry Potter.
That was Muppets. And the score, Oscar, for round 7 is...
Muppets 2, Monsters 1.
Okay, we're not doing very good, are we? Okay, this is the last round.
Wait, can we just check the scores? Because I think... No, it's okay. No.
Okay, monsters. What film is this little girl talking about?
About this old man whose wife dies and there was this little boy that wants to find adventures.
Monster House.
Nope.
Ah, no.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry.
What is it in?
Up. The movie Up. Okay. Question two, Muppets. What film is this boy talking about?
It's about where Homer gets in a lot of trouble with dumping his pile of poop in the river. It kind of pollutes the river and he gets in trouble for that.
Simpsons?
Correct. Okay, this is the last question. Monsters and Muppets. What film is this little girl talking about?
It's about three chipmunks that are very funny and they go to school and they get in a fight and they sing a lot.
Monsters buzzed first, so what is it, Monsters?
Alvin and Chipmunks.
Correct. And the overall score from round 8 is, Oscar?
Monsters 1, Muppets 1.
And the winner of the movie quiz is... Drumroll.
Muppets!
Well done, Muppets!
What's his final scores?
11-7.
You were cheated at it. You don't drive.
Wow, so how did you do in our quiz? I didn't do well. Stay right here to listen to what it's like for a city girl living in the country.
Hello, I'm Sue Sylvester and this is Sue's Corner. Today we're talking about adults' decisions and children's points of views. Have you ever felt like you have nothing to do with the decision your parents or guardians made? If so, then listen up because you've come to the right place. Today we have Renesmee Swan here to tell us about her experience. So Renesmee, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
And how old were you when you had to move?
I think I was 9 or else I was 10.
Okay, please explain your experience.
Well, I moved down to Offaly because my mum had a new boyfriend and she wanted to move down there. And I had to leave my school, leave my friends. It was sort of hard because I was going into fifth class. Mm-hmm. And like I had to start a new school, make new friends, which was hard because there's sort of a load of girls in that school and it's hard to make friends. But I actually ended up making friends.
That's so good.
It was like really starting a new life all over again.
But do you feel somewhat insulted that your parents didn't ask for your opinion?
Well, not really insulted, but sad that they didn't really ask me because it would have been nice for them to ask me because I would have felt like it actually mattered to me.
And in your opinion, what's the difference between the country and the city?
Well, the city has like big huge houses and states and all, and it has like parks and UCIs and like cinemas, and then the country, it has like bungalows and all, and little nothing there, like no parks or anything, but like in the city there's no animals, and in the country there's loads of animals.
Well, are you an animal person?
Yeah, I love animals.
So that's an advantage then,
yeah,
country.
That's an advantage.
But what do you think is so bad about the country?
I'm not saying that there's anything bad about the country. It's just that it takes some getting used to. Because, like, I came from the city where it's such a big difference because the city has loads of people to play with and the country, like, you could be in a house by itself. And see, my next-door neighbours, there's no kids or anything, so I'm all by myself.
Do you have any siblings?
I have a little brother, but he's only, like, one in this Friday.
Cool. What's so good about the city that's not good about the country?
Well, the city you can go out with and play with your friends whenever you want. And, like, the country, if you want to play with your friends, you have to call them. It's like an hour's drive. And you can't even just, like, cycle up to them.
You sure you're not exaggerating?
No, I'm not. It's saying not an hour, like, less than an hour, but, like, it feels like an hour.
Okay. It's really not very nice. Thank you, Renesme, for giving up your time. I wish you all the best. Special thanks to our guest, Renesme Swan. This is Sue Sylvester with Sue's Corner. Goodbye, folks. Until next week.
And that's how Sue sees it.
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
No, we hate French toast.
Do-do-do-do, can't wait to get a mouthful.
Waffles.
Waffle.
Are you lonely? Are you a geek? Do you have no friends? Then you need robot friends. He can even do your homework, not that you need a geek. And only 100 euro. Terms and conditions apply.
You've played the series. Now the movie is here. As Nero searches for Dante to stop him once and for all. With his blue rose and the Symphonia pistol, Nero must destroy Dante before it all ends. This action fantasy 5-star movie will have you jumping out of your seat. Devil May Cry, coming early summer 2012.
Hello again. Before the break, we had Sue and Renesme talking about what it's really like for a city kid moving to the country. Now for a bit of off-the-wall fun, here's Kian Gadigan and Lee Mooney with Derp. What is Derp? Do you know? I don't either.
Hi!
Derp.
What?
I said Derp.
What does it mean?
It means, like, you know, dough.
What does dough mean?
You know, Homer of the Simpsons.
What's the Simpsons?
Only the best program in the world.
You know the best program in the world is Dora. What? Dora is the best.
Okay.
What is wrong with Dora?
It's for babies.
My brother watches it.
What age is your brother?
He's 27.
But I'm your brother.
Exactly.
Bonkers. Now over to the newsroom.
Hello and welcome to the news at 2 minutes past six. Our top stories today. New planet found outside our Milky Way system. Enda Kenny asks Russian Prime Minister Blankov Chobani for a loan of money. Australian kangaroo claims that a dingo ran away with his boomerang. And back to the planet story. A planet 5 times bigger than Earth has been said to have been sighted outside the Milky Way and has been noted to have life on it. The life on the planet is said not just to be bacteria, but to be walking, talking letters. The planet's surface is blank and is white, and in places it has lines. The most common letter found on the planet is the letter E, and A is second most found. The least amount of letters is the letter Z. The planet smells of freshly painted wall. The name has not been chosen. We will try to find out more for you next week.
In our top story, aliens have invaded and many citizens have been kidnapped. This is a major catastrophe. Where are you, Teenage Mutant Ninja Apples? Meanwhile, in the Solar Cave,
we have a job to do.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Apples born in the kitchen. Apple power. So the teens left the cider cave and went to the crime scene.
We are going to need some help. Look, up there. Is it a bird on the building?
I'm not a bird. I'm an orange. Yeah. Hey, alien, you want a phone home? Yeah.
Shut up.
Hey, alien, can you do this?
Why would I want to?
Because it's fun. Oh, motorboat!
Shut up!
Hey, alien!
What?
Squash! Ooh, gross! Alien guts! Oh yeah, knife!
And in other news, Russian Prime Minister and Enda Kenny meet to talk about Irish debt. On to you, Will.
We have a special interview with Enda Kenny about him going to Russia.
We are meeting him because we need a loan of 3.5 million.
Sir, have you an opinion on Enda Kenny going to Russia?
I am a Russian. I am okay because we do not need to help each other in our time of need.
Thank you, sir. I have an OAP here. What do you think, ma'am?
We didn't need the millions when I was young. I was fine.
Thank you. Now, back to the studio.
Thank you, Will. And that's the end of tonight's show. Goodbye.
Thanks to Moira Dempsey, Stephen O'Neill, and Lily Kenny, and of course, Lee Mooney.
You don't have time in the morning to have a shower, but yet you smell terrible. With the new magic towel, you can clean in a matter of a few seconds. All you do is rub the towel down your body and then rub it into your hair. And then, hey presto, terms and conditions apply. Always read the label.
Are you ugly? Do you wish you were someone else? Then you need Magic Mirror. Only €50. That terms and conditions apply.
A world where tacos are illegal. You got the tacos?
You got the cheese?
A world where tacos are bought with cheese.
Dude, that taco went just through me.
A world where tacos go right through you.
The sun said, I nearly killed myself. 5 stars. The paper said, oh God, 5 stars.
Irish author Alan Early has just published his first ever fantasy novel, and Ruan O'Brien marvellously managed to get an exclusive interview.
Irish author Alan Early has just published his first children's fantasy book, already winning awards. Arthur Quinn and the World Serpent is part of a trilogy. Recently, he popped into Dublin's Ballymun Library to meet his fans. He was so cool and even said yes when I asked him for an interview. First, he told me what the book was about.
It's about a 12-year-old boy called Arthur Quinn, and he's just moved to Dublin. And one day he and his new friends go exploring the city, and they find the underground river puddle that flows under the city itself. And while down there, they discover a mysterious Viking pendant. And they have to find out what the pendant does, but also what they don't know is that there's also a monster hidden down there. The air reeked of dampness and mildew, age and a faint whiff of open sewage. He'd smelled it before, under the ground, along the dank river puddle. He looked at the teacher. Her mouth was moving and her hands gesturing, yet suddenly he couldn't hear a word that was coming out. In fact, there was now total silence in the class. Total silence, apart from a distant dripping sound. Drip, 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 drip. It seemed to echo off the classroom walls. Drip, drip, drip.
Why did you pick Dublin for the location of your book?
I picked Dublin because there's very few books like this set in Dublin. I couldn't even think of any when I started writing it. And I wanted to see a giant monster destroying Dublin because we never get to see that.
Why did you pick Serpent for the evil character?
Well, like I said, I wanted to see a giant monster kind of wreaking havoc in Dublin and destroying the city. And when I started reading about the Viking legends, I found out that there was a giant monster and it was the Serpent. So that's why I picked the Serpent.
Would you like it to become a movie?
Yeah, I'd love it to become a movie. I think it would really suit a movie as well, but it would cost a few $100 million probably to make it. But definitely I'd love to see this movie someday.
When is the second book in the trilogy coming out?
The second book will be out in August this year, and it's going to be called Arthur Quinn and the Fenris Wolf.
Is it true your dad is an undertaker?
Yeah, that is true. I suppose it's why I like kind of scary, dark things like that. I'm so used to it.
Did you help your dad?
Once.
When did you write your first book?
The first book I wrote, and the only other book I've ever written, was while I was in transition year in school. And it was just to see if I could write something that long. I had loads of different ideas, and none of them really worked together that well. But I just wanted to kind of test myself to see if I could write that long.
Can you tell me a bit about the next book?
Well, the next book, it's called Arthur Quinn and the Fenris Wolf, and Arthur has to investigate Loki's second terrible child, which is called the Fenris Wolf. And there's a few new characters in it. There's a few new students in his classroom that he has to keep an eye on. He doesn't know whether they're good or bad or what they're up to.
What's your favourite Arthur?
I suppose my favourite author would be Neil Gaiman. He wrote the books that Coraline and Stardust and so on are based on. So he writes a lot of fantasy that I like, things that are based in the real world.
St. Patrick's Festival, tell us about it.
On the Monday of the St. Patrick's weekend, there's going to be a train parked in Connolly Station. And I think it's 4 or 5 carriages long, and it's going to be dressed up like the serpent itself. And children can go into the one carriage and come out the other end. But in each carriage, there'll be a different event. So there'll be kind of art, there'll be information about the Vikings, there'll be readings, things like that. And it's a free event. And the tickets will be available shortly on the St. Patrick's Festival website.
Alan Orley, thank you very much for answering my questions.
Thank you.
That's all. See you next time, and thanks for joining us in our Megaphone Madness.